Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles have made a lot of moves since we got the initial 53-man roster. We got practice squad maneuvering. We have some new faces coming into the organization as well. We will break all of that down today. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. We do have the full practice squad that the Eagles have released. Now, obviously, these names will change over time, but the initial practice squad that we have gotten from the Eagles, I will go down the list here. Linebacker Chance Campbell, wide receiver Elijah Cooks, offensive guard Kenyon Green made his way back, tight end EJ Jenkins, cornerback Brandon Johnson, outside linebacker Patrick Johnson, tight end Cameron Latu, wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. is back, Kyle McCord is back, Perry Nickerson is back, tackle Holland Pierce on the practice squad, outside linebacker rookie Antoine Powell-Ryland, Eli Ricks made his way back, I'm surprised to see that, and safety Andre Sam, very steady safety he has been for the Eagles when they need him. So those are your names as of right now that have made it back to the practice squad. Eli Ricks, good to see him back. I thought that he would, I guess everyone was right when they were telling me, I don't know how much interest he's really going to have around the league. Apparently not. So he is back on the practice squad. He should give up that number 23, though, because there are some other guys on the roster that could probably use it, most notably Ja'Corian Bennett, who switched his jersey from number 49 to number 41. We had a few jersey number updates, actually. Terrace Marshall Jr., now wears 82. Darius Cooper went from 41 to 80. John Mechie is now wearing number 18. Ja'Corian Bennett is 41. And when I think of corners with 41, I know Darby is a good memory, but Byron Maxwell is what I think about. I don't think Ja'Corian Bennett should be wearing anything with 40. But hey, if he likes it, he likes it. Who am I? Eli Rick should come up off that 23, though, if he's not going to be on the active roster. But it is what it is. But good to see some of those names back. We'll see how many of them will play a role throughout the season. But certainly some names that we weren't sure if they were going to make their way back to Philadelphia. But they are here now. So good for them. A lot of transactions the Eagles have made, bringing some names in here that they are going to need to shore up this roster. So we will start from, I don't even remember when this trade happened. Late Wednesday night, I think it was. The Eagles have brought back a familiar face, a guy who was on the 2022 Super Bowl roster. Veteran safety Marcus Epps is back for his second stint with the Philadelphia Eagles, signing with the practice squad. As we all know, Marcus Epps has spent over 3 seasons in Philadelphia, started for that 2022 team, formed a pretty steady back end with CJ Gardner-Johnson. Those two were a pretty good safety duo when they played together. Now, Marcus Epps had his shortcomings in the Super Bowl, so we all remember that as well. He's not the best safety in the world, but he is a steady presence back there at safety. Now, Andrew Mukuba hasn't practiced this week. He's still dealing with that hamstring injury. And the Eagles waived Tristan McCollum as well, so they were very thin at the position. Reed and Sidney Brown were the only healthy safeties on the roster. I guess they still are because Marcus Epps is on the practice squad. So they're really going to need some bodies over there to try and hold it down until they figure out what is going on with Mukuba. After that Super Bowl season, Marcus Epps signed a two-year, $12 million deal with the Raiders in 2023. Tore his ACL week three last year, so he is coming off that ACL tear. And then he signed with the Patriots. The Patriots waived him, and now he is back here in Philadelphia. So we'll see what Marcus Epps has left. You know, he's probably not the player he used to be, especially coming off that injury. But he's far from the worst option you could have at this stage in the offseason. I mean, we're in damn near in September now, and good luck finding anybody that you can really play week one. And Marcus Epps is somebody who's familiar with the team. He didn't play under Vic. Jonathan Gannon was here, so we'll see how those two mesh. But it's a familiar name, and at this stage of the offseason, that's what you really need is familiar people instead of trying to bring in players you don't really know, don't have a lot of information on to try and learn a whole new scheme that gets to be tough when in late August. So at least with Epps, you have somebody who you're familiar with their work ethic, you know what they're going to bring, and that is why Howie Roseman went ahead and did that. Speaking of familiar faces, the Eagles brought back Britton Covey to the practice squad, a guy that I didn't know that we would see again in Philadelphia. Britton Covey signed a one-year deal with the Rams in the offseason, but was waived and then cleared waivers. Nobody claimed him, so he is back now here in Philadelphia, wearing number 85, because, you know, Mechie took 18 from him. Avery Williams had 18 before, and then once he got waived, Mechie took 18, so Britton Covey doesn't have access to that as of now. The Eagles' two biggest contenders for the job this summer, Avery Williams as well as Anaya Smith, they didn't make the roster, so the Eagles really don't have an answer at the moment at who punt returner is. Maybe they made those moves knowing that Britton Covey would be available, so that's why they did that. Covey had the second highest return average in 2023, but he only played in five games last year, and Cooper DeJean had to fill in. The Eagles released the projected depth chart that was organized by the PR team, and DeJean, as of now, is listed as the punt returner. And nobody's really too thrilled to see that. So Britton Covey, likely your week one returner, but likely going to be elevated at least for the first couple times before they figure out if they're going to promote him to the active roster or not. Nye Smith signed with the Panthers, so he, you know, doesn't have a route back to Philadelphia as of now. So no more Nye Smith, sad to say. But Britton Covey, probably the guy who's going to be catching punts, at least on Thursday night, and then we will go from there. But good to have him back. He's always been steady for the Eagles. He's the most comfortable punt returner they've had in some time, so we will take that. Running backs. The Eagles are continuing to bring in running backs. They have reportedly signed running back Audric Estime to the practice squad. The deal is not official as of yet. He worked out for the team yesterday, and they're still trying to figure out like roster gymnastics to get him on the roster, but to my knowledge, he's going to be on the practice squad, so we will see, you know, when all that is finalized. Estime rushed for 310 yards and two touchdowns as a rookie last year, but then fell out of favor with the coaching staff. He was a healthy scratch in the wild card game versus the Bills. And then, you know, once the Broncos made some other moves at running back, they brought in J.K. Dobbins and things like that. So Estime really wasn't in their future plans. But he's a powerful back. He had over 1,300 yards and 18 touchdowns in 2023 at Notre Dame. So he certainly has a bruising ability, I should say. You know, he really can run downhill and bowl over guys, and we'll see how all that works out if he can get into the mix with the Eagles. Estime is a solid dude. You know, I think he and A.J. Dillon kind of have similar skill sets. We'll see maybe if Dillon gets hurt at some point, Estime will get some chances. But I liked him coming out of the draft, so it's exciting to see him here in Philly now. The Eagles continuing to do research on defensive backs, man. No matter what they tell you, we like our cornerbacks, we like our guys, we're comfortable with the room. Their actions say otherwise because they have brought in another corner. They signed former 49ers cornerback Ambry Thomas to the practice squad yesterday. Third-round pick out of Michigan in 2021. He started 11 games for San Francisco, including four playoff games recorded, or I guess not including, 11 regular season games and then four playoff games in addition to that. Recorded 79 tackles, 12 pass breakups, two interceptions from 2021 to 2023. But then he suffered a broken arm in the preseason opener last year, didn't play the whole season, signed with the Vikings on like a futures deal in the offseason. He was released by Minnesota on Tuesday. So the Eagles still digging. They're still looking around at cornerback with no cemented starter as of now, opposite Quinyon Mitchell. On that week one depth chart that the Eagles released, Keely Ringo is listed as the backup, and Ja'Corian Bennett and Adoree Jackson are like, they have like the slash there. They're a shared starter. So one of those guys, probably Adoree, is going to be, starting that first defensive snap next Thursday night. And Keely, the disappointment development for him. I know he's disappointed, and a really, really good special teamer, but that's a disappointing development all around. So it was Keely's job to lose, and he lost it. And this is where we're at now. The Eagles are still shuffling at cornerback, trying to get looks at guys. Like, maybe something will stick, and we'll see what happens. Ambry Thomas was a solid player when healthy in 2023, 70.5 coverage grade. That's a pretty solid grade in coverage. So I liked his coverage ability in 2023. He stuck with guys, and he really was good at keeping dudes in check, especially in the red zone. So we'll see what he has left. You know, broken arm is hard to recover from, but if he's healthy and the Eagles wanted to give him a look, we can certainly do that. The last move that I have here, the Eagles signed another receiver. They are bringing in Patriots wide receiver Javon Baker to the practice squad. Fourth round pick in last year's draft, 11 games as a rookie, but he only caught one pass, targeted just four times for 12 yards. But he was really productive in college. 108 passes he caught for 1,935 yards and 12 touchdowns across two seasons at UCF. But maybe even more importantly, he played with Devontae Smith and John Metchie at Alabama before he transferred to UCF. And apparently Devontae Smith is getting a people's ear about these receivers they are bringing in. This is new information to me, but I found out that Devontae Smith really wanted Jahan Dotson in Philadelphia before the Eagles made the trade for A.J. Brown. Smitty was vouching for to get Dotson in here, and those two could form a 1-2 punch. And now they ended up getting him later on, so that all worked out. But Smitty was really adamant about getting Jahan Dotson in here. And he really also wanted Mechie. He vouched for Mechie last season as well as this year, and the Eagles finally made the deal to get him this year. So Devontae Smith's voice carrying some weight in that organization. I just wish it was enough to make him a captain. The Eagles named their eight captains today: Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Zach Bond, Reed Blankenship, Jake Elliott. I saw some fans upset about Jake, but he's been here for like 8 years, and I believe you'd need a special teams guy to like wear one, I think. So that's why Jake has it. I think Smitty and Jalen Carter time will come, but I really want to see Smitty with that C on his chest. He's shown time and time again that he's for the team, evidenced by the deal he signed. You know, he definitely could have asked for more money, and I think that he deserves it. But I think Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith will be in line for that next year. Congrats to Saquon, Zach Bond, and Reed Blankenship, though. The three of them are first-time Eagles captains. Reed Blankenship, as an undrafted guy, working his way up to team captain, that is certainly a commendable accomplishment right there. Saquon Barkley, I think we all knew that was coming, and Zach Bond with the transformation that he did for that defense last season, all well-deserved captains for the 2025 season. But yeah, Javon Baker, back to him. Eagles just making sure they have receivers in line, because we have to remember, some fans are asking me why we keep adding receivers. We don't need receivers, we need DBs. You have to keep in mind that Mechie and Dotson probably aren't here after next season. Mechie's here on a one-year deal. Dotson's deal expires, probably won't be back. You need to make sure you keep churning out talent. You need to keep developing guys so that when these guys leave, you have guys ready for it. And Darius Cooper, if he shakes out, and if Javon Baker shows you something, or Terrace Marshall shows you something on the practice squad, you need guys that are going to be here when those guys inevitably leave in free agency. So Howie constantly planning for the future while also trying to contend for a championship. That's what makes Howie Roseman so good as a general manager. You know who's not good as a general manager? Of course, you knew that we were going to talk about this. Jerry Jones, I hope you live forever. I hope you live forever. This man shipped out Micah Parsons for two first-round picks and a defensive lineman that only had one sack last year. That's no scoff at the player they got, but I mean, oh my goodness, this is like you traded Micah Parsons for two picks that are probably going to be in the mid to late 20s, because the Green Bay Packers, they're a playoff team. They're the youngest team in football, but they're a playoff team. And now with Micah in the mix, like they're definitely, they go as far as the divisional round at minimum. Two first rounders, one in 2026, one in 2027. Both of those are going to be around in the 25-28 range. Jerry, you could have got the house, man. You could have had people send them your entire like life insurance policy for Micah Parsons. I feel for Dallas fans though. They lost Luka and they lost Micah Parsons in the same year. That would drive me up a wall. But that actually isn't true because Cowboys fans are Lakers fans. So they're actually happy about the Luka trade. So that's how all that works out. But man, I mean, all Jerry had to do, he could have had Micah signed probably for an average annual value of somewhere in the low 40s. And he drug this out and he drug it out and didn't pay him. And he does this with all the stars. He did it with CD, got it worked out with CD. And it's just, I thought this was going to be a situation that would work out like probably right before the game, just like the CD situation. Trey Hendrickson got a situation worked out. Miles Garrett, TJ Watt, they all got their situations worked out. But Jerry Jones is so full of himself, so just out of touch with reality that he is shipping away the best defensive player, arguably the best defensive player in the league, just to make a point, just to maintain some type of dignity. I am forever grateful for Howie Roseman because Jerry is, I hope he lives to 110 years old. I hope, if I'm CD, if I'm Dak, I'm like, bro, what are you, I need to get out of this organization. This guy doesn't care about winning. He cares about his own ego. He cares about making a point over keeping good players. Meanwhile, Dak Prescott is making $60 million a year. It is just unfathomable things that Jerry Jones does. I mean, it's good for us as Eagles fans. Keep making these decisions. Pay Dak $60 million. You know, ship away all your best players. It's insane the things that are doing. There were so many different ways Jerry Jones could have went about this, and he chose the worst possible route and sent him to an NFC East rival at that, a guy they're going to be contending with, a guy they will likely see at some point. When Micah goes against Dallas, my God, he's going to have 6 sacks in that game. It's all crazy. This is dangerously close to the Giants getting rid of Saquon. It didn't happen in the division. People have asked me, like, did Howie make a call on Micah? I don't think he did. And if he did, Jerry probably didn't answer. I haven't heard anything about Howie calling about Micah Parsons. He probably did because Howie always does. Jerry probably saw that area code and was like, hell no, I'm not trading him there. I'll trade him anywhere but the Philly. Hell no. So I don't think that happened. But hey, if I'm Howie and I see the way this trade is going down, I would call up Jacksonville and say, how much does Trayvon Walker cost? I got some firsts. I got some picks. Hey. You see what Micah went for? Trayvon's not as good as Micah. If Micah only costs 2 first-rounders, hey, Trayvon Walker for a first? I think Trayvon Walker is better than any first-round selection you can get next year. I'm for it. If I'm Howie, I'm on the phones right now with the Jaguars to try and figure out how much Trayvon Walker costs. That would be my next route of action. But just wanted to get up here real quick, talk about all the moves the Eagles made, as well as go over the practice squad and the team captains. Congrats to all those guys that were named captains this season. We will be back next week to talk about the Dallas matchup. Finally, our first preview of the season is here. The regular season is here. We will be here on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all that stuff. And get the schedule popping. Football is here, baby. The Eagle season is here. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Philly Pod. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Follow me, Victor Williams, on social media at the Philly Pod, and find all my written work at Eagles Wire on USA Today. I will catch you guys on the next one, y'all. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Eagles football is here. Let's go. Go Birds. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.